You're listening to SBS News.
Welcome allemaal.
Taking their seats behind the newly installed glass screens at The Hague, a panel of judges are reconvening after a three-month delay. Three Russians and a Ukrainian have been charged with shooting down MH17. It's alleged they were part of a group of pro-Moscow rebels who were fighting with Ukrainian troops at the time. Russia has refused to hand the men over, and just one has a lawyer representing him. In the court, defence lawyer Sabine Tendushart called for the hearing to be delayed even further, stating flight bans and other coronavirus restrictions had hampered her efforts to defend her client.
Ideally, we would get much more time and opportunity to prepare, to put the case in the meantime and certainly during the coronavirus restrictions, as has happened with many other criminal cases, on hold.
Prosecutors outlined the painstaking investigation that spanned nearly 6 years. They said all scenarios that could have caused the crash were investigated, and they revealed it was the work of Australian detectives that proved it was indeed a Russian-made missile that brought down flight MH17. The court heard Australian federal police officers travelled to Ukraine in October 2014 to analyse two dismantled Buk missiles. Inside them, they identified three unique fragmentation shapes known as tiles, bars, and bow ties. Back in the Netherlands, Australian detectives were then able to visually match those shapes with shrapnel found in the victims' bodies and possessions and in the wreckage of MH17. Dutch prosecutor Tejas Berger explained this to the court.
Specialists brought in by the Australian Federal Police, AFP, they carried visual comparison between the foreign material found in the aircraft and the components of the two Buk missiles of 9M38M1 type, which had been dismantled in Ukraine. Here we can see a number of distinguishing features, such as, for example, the moulding shape, manufacturing signs, and a number of magnetic characteristics.
Investigators were also able to narrow down exactly where the missile was launched from, an area that was controlled by Russian-backed separatists at the time. Russia has consistently denied any involvement, but prosecutor Dedi Woyosoy says the Kremlin has repeatedly obstructed the investigation and recruited people to give false evidence.
In many cases, these people appeared to be driven by a desire for money or attention for themselves. There are indications that several of these people were paid by the Russian Federation.
The trial is expected to last at least until next year. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.